Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Crux Capacitor. I am your host, Heath Wiggins, and I'm happy to be back on Anchor FM this morning with you. So, jumping right into the first of hopefully what will be three segments with our guests today, I want to introduce you to someone by their core values. That's exactly why we're here. We're here to focus on core values and help you identify people not by their labels, not by their actual titles that they wear or the professions that they have chosen, but actually by what motivates them. So I want you to meet this morning someone who goes by intentional living, taking action, and resilience. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm extremely excited.
Very cool. So intentional living, let's talk about that. You talk about being present and in the now. What's that mean?
Yeah, I think it's something that is really becoming more and more difficult today. And so I've really tried to hone in on the power of presence, just being where you're at when you're there, focusing on those elements, because I think it becomes really, really powerful when you can really harness that. Instead of worrying about, you know, what happened or what has come and gone, and instead of worrying about, okay, what do I need to do, and constantly worrying about, oh, what's going to happen and what's try to achieve this and that and whatever. Those are great, but we forget a lot about just what's going on right this second. Even just you and I right now, for example, mm-hmm. I mean, being present and being right there and giving it your all in those moments of right now. And so that's really what I mean by intentional living in parentheses, the power of presence.
Right, right. So intentional living actually helps you motivates you in the whole second core value here, taking action. You can't be taking action completely present if you're not being intentional about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think people get stuck in the paralysis of, you know, you've heard that phrase, paralysis of analysis. Like, yeah. Oh, you know, what am I going to do? Like, I got to make sure all my ducks are in a row before I do this, or I want to sign up for this, but I'm not ready, or whatever it really means, right? So if you, they do go hand in hand. It's like if you actually do, you know, intentionally live and be present, then it does become a lot easier to just be like, okay, you know what? I'm taking action. Here we go. I'm going to sign up and then I'll figure it all out later, or I'll just figure it out, you know, along the way in my moments of presence.
Right. And one of the things you say when I ask people to choose core values and we go through that whole actions and questions that I send each of my guests, your why for taking action is because you don't want to have any regrets. Where does that come into play for you?
You know, it's something that's always on my mind, and I encourage it to be on everyone's in a way, because you don't want to be, you know, it's the classic proverbial be on your deathbed and going, oh my gosh, I wish I would have, I could have done this. And you know, I read a book a long time ago, I can't remember the author's name, but it's The Five Regrets of the Dying. And, wow. And one of the top regrets, it was actually from, I think she was a nurse, a hospice nurse. And so she had been very used to talking to people that were on their deathbed. And one of the very common regrets was not truly living yourself, right? And being yourself and being true to those things and being true to your values and what you're about. And that really struck a chord with me when I read that years ago. And so I just never want to be that person going like, oh my gosh, I wish I would have done this. So it's kind of that take action, figure it out later, because if you don't, then you just don't do anything and you kind of get stuck in that, oh, you know, I'll do it in a year. Well, a year may never come, you know, or I'll do this when I have kids or when I don't have kids or when my kids are gone. And it's like, you know, we hear this a lot with people talking about the future. Well, your future is undetermined and you don't know if it will even come.
Right.
So that's why you have to really, I say, shoot, fire, then aim, right? That's kind of the philosophy I like to live.
And wrangle those bullets into the right place, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I like that. That's a good one. So your third core value that you have listed here is resilience. And your why with this is interesting because, and I think we'll get into this a little bit here in a second after we actually introduce you, as it were. But you say resilience, and your why is because life is hard and you want to bounce back faster.
Yeah, and you know, there's a big difference with resilience, right? There's a big difference between positivity and optimism, right? And positivity is, you know, I don't want to say living in the clouds, but you're, oh, everything's great and this is great. Well, guess what? Sometimes things aren't great. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's life. I mean, it's really hard to be, positive when things are just in the dumps, okay? And so where that resiliency comes in is optimistic, like, okay, you know what? I am in the dumps right now. This is not good. And this reminds me, I reflect a lot on books and The Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. He talks about he's in a concentration camp and he writes this book, you know, and that always reminds me of that. Okay, you're in a concentration camp, right? You have to be optimistic that things will improve and things will get better, and you have to have hope. And that's where that resiliency comes in, right? Okay, I'm down in the dumps. Life just hit me with a curveball or whatever you want to say. Now it's time to, okay, I got to figure this out and bounce back, mm-hmm. and know that things will get better.
Right. And you pick up people to bounce back with you on along the way. We know that. Life as we progress, we just end at add more and more people and potentially more and more baggage. But that's the whole goal of building resilience, is that you, as you add more weight, you become stronger, hopefully, and not more scattered. So I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself to our podcast and listeners. And then go ahead, as soon as you introduce yourself, tell us your five pillars really quick.
Yes. Okay. So my name is Joey Torkeldsen, and my five pillars of what I'm about and what I do, I suppose, on the professional side of things, is I am in real estate. I have a real estate team. Mm-hmm. I have a podcast called The Grind. I also do a lot of teaching and speaking. I own investment properties, and I'm also in the military. I've been in the military for 18 years.
Wow. Served 2 1-year tours in Iraq as well.
Yes. Yep.
Do you think that, we know that the tours in Iraq have shaped you in some form or another, but they've also been influential in how you think when you come back. When you now look at your own core values, you've written them down, you've written your whys down, does the experience in those five pillars feed that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, a lot of those have really just built who I am because of those five pillars. And for example, I mean, the two deployments, mm-hmm. so grateful for that. So grateful, because they were very hard. They were what I call defining moments in my life, where, there were some real challenging times throughout that, right? But now, got through them, mm-hmm. built up resiliency. So it means that, I can take on bigger challenges. And in a way, you almost use that, like when you're hit with a little challenge, you kind of go, oh, well, you know what? I'm not deployed to Iraq right now. So like, is this even a thing? Right. And then same thing, like, okay, so buying investment properties. I mean, that's a very, very take action type of thing. Oh, here I have an opportunity. It just presented itself in front of me. Well, I either need to take action or I'm going to lose the opportunity. I know this just from being in that world and being in the real estate game with helping clients, buy and sell their properties, right? That's a very take action kind of game, or you lose different opportunities. See, so these all kind of coincide with which have, built or helped me foster and build these core values.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to wrap up our first segment here with Joey Torkinson, and come back and hopefully talk a little more about the grind. You're just going to stay with us here, Joey. But if you are listening right now and you keep going, I identify with this or I want to identify with this, I'd be thrilled to talk to you more about the process that we use to identify core values and the process that we use to help people be able to project those core values. So if you want to reach out to me, you obviously can do that via the Facebook page. You can find the Crux Capacitor, or you can go on Instagram and find the Crux Capacitor as well. But Joey, I want you to stay with us, and we'll be right back with more.
Hey, listeners, are you newly engaged and looking for the perfect wedding officiant? Well, you've literally been listening to him for the last few minutes. That's right. Heath, the host of the Crux Capacitor, is a licensed and ordained minister that performs weddings in the Charlotte, North Carolina metro area. Go to nuptiallyyours.com or call 614-561-9681. That's nuptiallyyours.com or 614-561-9681 for more information. Let Nuptially Yours and Heath make sure you're nuptially ready for your big day.